Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook. And I'm just wanting to share a little bit with you about something I'm referring to as the wow factor, that I've been having these experiences lately that just leave me saying wow. I think in these intense times, it's really important when we've got a lot of stuff coming up, we're being challenged at very deep levels, we're being initiated at very deep levels at this time, and it's about how do we connect with that, and how do we see the magic that's also happening simultaneously, even when we're having to really clear and cleanse and release a lot of things that no longer serve us or no longer really supportive and so on. So if you have anything that happens that causes you to go, wow, then it's really about stepping back and embracing that and enjoying that. So I just want to share a little bit, too, about the importance of taking time to tell these stories and to connect with this. You know, in ancient times, they told myths and stories that were connected to the astrological mysteries. The story of Inanna is the description of the cycle of Venus. The story of Kronos and Zeus is the story of Jupiter and Saturn. There's other stories, the story of Mercury, or the Hermes, when he steals Apollo's, the sun god's, cattle and hides them from him, and he walks them backwards into a cave so their footprints look like they're going the other direction and they can't find the cattle, is a total description of the Mercury retrograde cycle. So there were ways that they told these stories to understand the cosmos and the greater above reality that was going on, and how to apply that in their so below experience. So these stories are really helpful and supportive. And sometimes I find people feel overwhelmed by the astrological language. They don't want to hear it. They'd rather just hear what it means. But what happens is when we name something, we call it forth. We invoke it. When we name it, we bring it forth into our consciousness and our awareness, even if we don't necessarily know what that fully means. It's kind of like when you use your own name or someone calls your name. They may not know you fully and totally. They may not know everything about you, but there's an essence and a presence that comes forth that is connected to the name. So we're really asking the energies to help inform us and to be present with us when we name them. It's a way of invoking them and bringing them forth. And also, for those who really want to learn these mysteries and want to know what this is all about, the reason that we use the names, the astrological names, you know, that Saturn is in Scorpio, or we've got the Aquarius full moon, or we've got whatever it might be that's going on, then it helps people to understand why what is being said is being said. Okay, this is a great time for visioning. Well, why is that? Well, it's an Aquarius full moon. The idea is that, you know, these mysteries have been held from the people for a long time. It was a way of disempowering them. They needed to go to somebody who had studied for years and years and years and knew the mysteries and knew all the secrets and so on. And it's time now to give this back to the people so they have the ability to be co-creative in their own life without depending on someone else to help them know what time it is. So spreading this information, spreading the timings of what's going on and how we can work with that and what it means and how we can be in conscious co-creation with that, it is so, so important. So basically, it's in the celestial timings and in the astrological mysteries and studying the mysteries in whatever way that works for you to study these mysteries, you are being given the keys. You are unlocking the mysteries for yourself. You have the tools to do it, and you don't have to depend on someone else. And part of this is also about creating your own direct experience. So when you have a direct experience of the mysteries, it begins to speak to you. So, for example, we have a grand water trine that's happening right now. Started in June, lasts through July, and actually goes all the way through the end of this year and into next year. Powerful grand water trine. And in some of the other audios, I've explained a little bit more about this, but water is the, you know, the essence of life. Without water, we do not have life. And water carries memory. Water is also referred to as liquid light. There's all kinds of ways that water has been described and experienced and so on. And there are many, many stories, too, about sacred waters and so on. Well, recently, I've been walking in the park every day, and this is one of my wow experiences, by the way. And as I was walking by this fountain, and it's a 360-degree pond in the park, and you can walk all the way around it, and I've been taking this, walking around it, and really just tuning into the water and being with the water and just asking for messages from the water. What does it mean to have this grand trine? What is this about? How can this be utilized in a way to help support this experience? And so as I've been walking with the water, one of the things that has been I've been reminded of is the water prayers. I think Dr. Emoto really talked about how, you know, when we put intention in water, it structures the water. Some other things that have come across my awareness are structured water, people that are coming up with ways of structuring water, purifying water, and so on. That's pretty amazing, pretty remarkable, actually. And as I'm walking by this fountain, I see rainbows. I'm like, oh my gosh, and I start to play with it, and I walk, 5 feet one direction, and the rainbow disappears, and it comes back in, and it kind of moves up the fountain, and it comes down through the whole fountain. Maybe it starts out in the spray on the outer edges of the fountain, and then it just completely comes through the center. It's a really strong rainbow. Sometimes the rainbow reaches down and touches the water. And it's based on the time of day that I'm walking, which is when the sun is rising. There's a certain angle. And it's just this process of moving back and forth and being able to shift the rainbow through the water. And I'm having like these realizations of like, oh my gosh, water is liquid light. Well, it literally carries the rainbow light within it. We just need to have the right angle with the sunlight on it so that you can get it. So you can see that that's what's going on. It brings to mind, the experience we have of the moon, the phases of the moon, the tiny crescent moon, waxing to a first quarter moon, to a full moon, and then waning down to a last quarter moon and back to a new moon and then the crescent moon. And that process has to do with how the sun is in relationship to the moon, and the angle that we see shifts the perspective of how we are perceiving the moon. And it's the same thing with the water. Now, the moon is always there. The moon is always what it is, but it's how the light is shining on it. So what is it that we are shifting in our own perspective within our own being so that the light can shine more fully within us? Getting that perspective is just wow. The other thing I've been aware of is that as I'm standing there watching this shifting of the light, rainbow light through the water, is people are walking by me and not paying a bit of attention. I probably look a little crazy, but they don't even stop to find out what it is that I'm intently engaged with, and that I'm having this huge, magical, amazing experience with the water. So, and then that caused me to think about, well, and how many times have I walked by something or go by something and don't pay attention? Maybe I'm just not curious enough. So what more do I need to be curious about? So it's a great way to tune into that. So the other thing is that as you claim your own relationship to these mysteries and to nature, to earth, to the sky, to the whole thing and how it all works together, you're really claiming the power of this knowing and your ability to be a co-creator, and also to be witness to the magic that's there all the time, to the greater possibilities. What are the greater possibilities? What more is possible if we're just opening our awareness and our consciousness to that possibility? So really expanding our perception to what is already there and has always been there, but we couldn't necessarily see it. And I feel like this time that we're in, this time of groundwater trines and star tetrahedrons and, you know, two full moons in Aquarius and four full moons in a season and the Uranus-Pluto square being activated by Jupiter going into Cancer and so many different things that are coming together right now. It's activating more and more and more for us to expand our consciousness and awareness in ways that we haven't maybe even known were possible until now. Maybe weren't even able to contemplate were possible. So now, just to think about this, that as I said, that you know the moon, whether we see it or not, is always there. The sun, whether we see it or not, is always there. The light is always there. The light for our planet is always there. We may have cloudy days; the clouds come and go, but we may have an awareness that the sun is there, even if we can't see it. But our experience will be different on days that are cloudy than on days that are sunny. So it's all about our point of view. Now, ancient teachings in the mystery traditions refer to a rainbow body of light. That's within us, that we all have it within us. We are a rainbow body of light. We each have a genie within us in the story of Aladdin connecting with the genie. We have that genius within us. It's always there. It's just about accessing it. It's remembering it. It's being willing to see it and being open to it. It's about coming, that experience of how it may come and go. And that's okay, because it's still always there. This reminds me of, there's many stories about people who reach, have huge enlightenment experiences. Their whole world is opened up, and they feel one with all of life and everything and all the whole entire cosmos and creation. And then they're not necessarily able to maintain or sustain that level of enlightened connection of oneness. And so then they get plunged back into what it means to be in this reality, and it can be rather discouraging and depressing. Sometimes we go in and out of those stages. What we can remember is that it's always there, regardless of whether we're aware of it or whether we're able to be connected to it or not. So when the timing aligns with our willingness, when the timing aligns in a certain way and we are willing to be connected and to see it. So, you know, on cloudy days, I'm not going to see that fountain, that rainbow in the fountain. If I went at a later time in the day, I wouldn't see that rainbow in the fountain. And yet that rainbow is there. It just needs something to help reveal it. And these timings that we're in are helping with that. So thank you. I hope this is inspiring. And also why it's great to really learn the astrological language, to be willing, to be open, to know the names of things, to know why things are happening. It is absolutely the time for this to be happening, because it will accelerate the opening of our conscious awareness to the magic, to the wow, to the amazingness that is around us. I know that every day when I'm connected to this and I'm getting to see what's happening and what's going to be happening, because I get to write about it all the time, it is constantly energizing and exciting for me to connect into that energy. So thank you for joining me, and I hope this inspires you and that you all have your wow experiences.